This call is being recorded.
So now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, be in touch with your breathing as you breathe rhythmically and gently, and then taking a deep breath in through your nose, breathing in the breath of life, breathing in the light, and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath in, hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out. And take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhaling out the darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now feeling yourself nice and relaxed. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. With each descending number, just let yourself go a little bit deeper into relaxation, a little bit more into the center of your being. 5. This is not hypnosis or anything like that. It's just to take you deeper into relaxation. 4. 3, feeling yourself going deeper and deeper. 2, and 1, nice and deeply relaxed. Now focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers and visualize all of the chakra centers. There are 12, but for our purposes, the 7 from the base of the spine to the top of the head, and then the 8th chakra, soul star chakra, just about a foot above your head. So those 8 chakras now, visualize them. Visualize the colors in each chakra. But also, as you visualize the colors, intensify the colors in your mind. Make them deeper in the color and higher in intensity. Each color as you move up, starting with the base of the spine. Please mute your phones. Now, at the base of the spine, the first chakra, red. Beautiful ruby red color. And the second chakra, moving up, orange. The third, the solar plexus area, yellow. The fourth, the heart center, blue-green, and the 5th, or rather the high heart center, just above the heart center, magenta, and the 5th chakra, the throat area, sky blue, the 6th, in the middle of the forehead, the 3rd eye center, purple or indigo, and the 7th, crown chakra, gold or violet or silver, And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. So see all of these colors now, all of these chakra centers, all of these wheels of force, wheels of energy that are all associated with a particular gland, a physical gland in your body, connecting that physical gland and bringing energy into the body and also sending energy out from the body. As each of the chakra centers, each of these wheels of force rotate in both a clockwise and a counterclockwise fashion. Clockwise to send energy in, or rather counterclockwise to bring energy in, and clockwise to send energy out. So there is always the push and the pull, the energy and the rest. Energy coming in to the etheric body and energy going out from the etheric body. See all of the chakra centers now vibrating with their respective colors, for as you raise the intensity of the colors, you raise the vibration within each of those chakras. And as you raise the vibration within each chakra, you are raising the raising the frequency, the dimensional frequency as well. So allow that to happen, raising the vibration within your etheric body, your astral body, and your physical body as well. Now put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, and energetically connect the two. Make a heart-mind connection here. Energetically connecting them, creating a vortex of energy, so that you, as your conscious knowing self, that point of light or that point of consciousness that you are, is pulled into that vortex and exiting out in the middle of your forehead. So now you are literally in the middle of your forehead, looking out through that third eye. And now you can exit through that third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral realm. Let yourself move through that third eye doorway and find yourself next to your body, perhaps floating above your body, standing next to it. But feel both the connection to your physical form and the disconnect from your physical form as well. For you, the conscious knowing self that you are, is not your physical body. It is simply an instrument or a vehicle for you to use in this lifetime. Of course, at the end of a lifetime, you exit the physical body, you leave it behind, and you continue on in your astral and etheric body, in your mental body, in your causal body. Always continuing on, never to expire, your conscious knowing self. You are eternal. Now, find yourself in a beautiful place, perhaps that you've been to before, on an ocean or in the beach, the sand along an ocean. But unlike those times when you were there and there were people everywhere, find yourself there alone now. Just you standing in the sand. Feel the warmth of the sand as you push your feet into it. And yes, in your astral body, you can have feet. Your astral body can be a facsimile of your physical body, if you like, or it can be anything you want it to be. The more you make it yourself to look like you, perhaps a younger you, whatever it might be, the more you can make it you, the better these experiences will always be. So feel yourself now with your feet standing in the warm sand, not hot sand, but warm sand, pushing your feet in, feeling the warmth of the sun on your back. Perhaps feeling a little bit of air blowing, some breeze, maybe some coolness from being by the ocean. Your sense of hearing. You can hear the birds, the seagulls, certainly hear the ocean waves as they come in and recede out and come crashing in again and recede out. You feel the energy. Just as whenever you've been along the ocean, or a stream, or a river, any kind of moving water. You feel that energy, those negative ions that give you that blissful feeling. You feel alive. You feel at one wherever you are. So now feel that blissful feeling from those negative ions now. Feel the energy itself of the water. The water itself has consciousness. Connect with that consciousness now. Connect with the waves as they come in and recede out. And come in and recede out. And feel your heartbeat now, connecting with those waves. Feel it matching the waves. True, your heart beats faster than the waves coming in and out, but you can resonate together with it. Just as you can resonate now with nature herself, with all of nature, as you connect with the heartbeat of Gaia, you resonate with that heartbeat. You don't necessarily match it, but you resonate with it. You connect with it. You connect with her, with Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. You are her. You are Gaia. You are the earth. You are one with Gaia. Feel that connection. Be that connection. As you feel that connection, feel one with everything that is around you, one with the planet, with all of the parts of the planet, humanity, collective consciousness of man, plants, flowers, trees, certainly the animals. Feel the oneness, feel the connectedness. Feel the aliveness, even with the rocks and stones, the minerals. You connect with all. You are all. This is creation. And you are creation. You are both created and also the creator. You are both. Feel now what that would be like to have this all the time, to have it every moment of your life, that you could feel this connection, this oneness, this connection to the Creator, as well as knowing that you are also the Creator. The great cosmic source of this universe. Now, from wherever you find yourself, along that ocean, that beach, begin to find your way back to your physical form. And as you come back into your physical form, bring that blissful feeling, that oneness, that connectedness, as you are the creator and the created, as you are one with the collective consciousness of all. As you are all, and all is you. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical form. And I am Kara, and I come at this time as a Pleiadian emissary to this planet, to this collective consciousness of man. And I am here to follow up on your earlier discussion as system busters. And what makes you system busters? You already know, each one of you, deep within you, that you already are that. You know that you are here for a reason. You know that you are here for a purpose, a mission, and a fulfillment of promise given long, long ago. And here you are now as those system busters to bust yet another system wide open, as you have done many times before in many different systems, different galaxies, different planets, perhaps even different universes. But here you are at the culmination of this particular system. This system that is no longer functioning, no longer working for the benefit of collective consciousness of man. It cannot. It has fulfilled its purpose. This illusion, this third dimensional illusion that you are still finding yourself in at times, has fulfilled its purpose. It is no longer needed. And you must come, understand, and realize that you are both a part of this illusion and not a part of this illusion. You are a part of it as much as you want to be, but you also can be separate from it as much as you want to be as well. For it does not hold you unless you let it hold you to it. And you all know that you have been lied to for eons of time here, within this illusion. But deep down within you, you all knew. You all knew the deeper truths, and that one day these truths would be revealed as they are now being revealed, because those within the shadows can no longer be within the shadows. They are bringing the truth forward even though they don't want to do that. But they are finding they must bring forth the truth. And they are doing it in very much ridiculous ways. Just enough for those that are yet unawakened to begin to awaken. To begin to awaken to what we call, and many of you call, the nonsense that is going on. For it is indeed that. But know that it has a purpose. All of this, all of your life here has a purpose. And those of you that have said, and maybe still saying, I want out, you are not ready to leave this yet. You are not finished with your mission or missions. It is still a part of you, and you must come to understand that fully. But you must see this through to the end. You are not ones that are ready to leave your physical bodies. You are ones that are meant to see this through and take your physical body with you through it. To make your way through the ascension. To be in that first wave of ascension, which is rapidly approaching. But it will only happen as all of you are ready to make it happen. You are the ones that are calling the event to you, the great changeover. You are the ones that are doing that. And the more you call for it, the more you see this illusion for what it is, the more you refuse to be a part of that illusion, to not comply, as you have heard many times, to not be a part of the system, other than where you can bust the system open and create your own system. And that is what you are all in the process of doing. Every time you say no, you are creating a system. You are adding to the collective consciousness of man and raising that consciousness, raising the vibrational frequency here on the planet. Every single time you say no, I will not comply. I will not go along. I will not be a part of this system any longer. Every single time you have that thought, even if you don't announce that thought, every time you have that thought goes into the collective consciousness of man. Goes into the universal mind, every single thought and word that you speak. So remember that. Remember the thoughts and the words that you speak out are a part of the greater collective consciousness. And become a part of that. And are there now, those words, those thoughts, are there now for anyone that is yet still unawakened to begin to awaken. Because they take those thoughts into themselves. And it helps them to remember themselves. Why they may be here. And yes, it is true that many across the planet at this time are leaving their physical forms, going through the death process. But they are doing so to pave the way for all to come after. Not to leave their physical bodies, but to take their physical bodies, to move on with their bodies. Some have chosen, many at this time have chosen to leave. But you, all of you, are not those ones. For if you do, if you decide to take your own life, then you do not fulfill your mission. You do not then fulfill your promise. That is, of course, up to you. And we know that there are those of you at times that contemplate this. But it is not for you. It is not for you to decide this. It is for your higher God self to make those decisions. Think about that. Contemplate this. All that I tell you now, all that you have been hearing from all of the various ascended masters and galactics and agarthans that have been working with you, with this group, with Ancient Awakenings, for quite some time now, and all those that later resonate to these words, that take these words into their beings and realize the truths that are being given them. You are being told the truth. And you are recognizing those truths because of who each and every one of you are. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue on with your mission, just as we are continuing on now with our mission to assist planet Earth, Gaia, and all of the people here on the planet as much as we possibly can.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue on with this show. And it is indeed a show in many respects, as you have heard. But we have also said, and you have heard many times from various sources, get ready for the end of this show is going to be spectacular. Just hang in there, okay? We are ready for your questions, if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and speak out if you have a question here. Very good energy here, by the way. Very good energy indeed. As we are preparing this room, this area that we are here in at this time, we are preparing this for your next advance. And those of you that may not know what advance we are speaking of, it used to be called retreats. We do not call them that anymore because you are not moving away or retreating from anything. You are moving ahead in your ascension process. So we are preparing this space, this area, for a great celebration that is coming when you are here, both physically and when you are here participating in an audio-video type of situation here, through your Zoom conference, as we understand it. Anyway, we are ready for your questions, if you have them.
Oh, this is Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, dear Thomas. Yes, loud and clear.
Good. I was just wondering if you could sort of turn the tables, such as if you were us listening to the call, and we were you being the Ascended Masters, what questions would you ask of us?
That is a very interesting type of way of looking at things, but we cannot look at it in that respect because we are not you.
Right.
And you are not us. You are working to become us, though. This is all part of the training here that you are working through, to become the ascended ones, to be in the situation that we find ourselves in now, that you are moving rapidly to becoming as well, where you will assist. Many of you will decide to hang back, we will say here. You will ascend, you will go through it, and you will be the ascended ones, but you will come back and assist many to then move forward in the next waves of ascension that will be possible and potential here on this planet. We will also say that we have been there, done that, and will not want to do it again. Understand this? We have been in your situation before. Many of us have had incarnations here on this planet. We have been various individuals at various times. We have experienced much of what you are experiencing. And we are not wanting to do it again here at this time, you see? So we cannot quite answer your question as you are asking it because we would not necessarily ask those same questions that you are. Perhaps Shoshana can give...
We do not have...
Very much then, very so, very okay then, so. We hope this helped you a little bit here, even though it may not have been what you were looking for. But as you know, when you ask your questions, we do not necessarily give the answers that you are wanting to hear, only that you need to hear at various times.
We wish to
contribute
here.
Yes.
Dear brother, may we ask a question of you?
Of course.
Dear brother, what would you wish us to ask you?
The way to proceed, the proper way to do it, to make sure that we will ascend the way that we already planned it before we incarnate it.
I see, dear brother, and we would say that the human consciousness in the third dimensional realm does not understand patience, does not understand timing, and wishes for all to occur quickly. What we would tell you is that you are all on your journey to ascension and to experience ascension, but it is not your human timing, you see. It is divine timing. What we will tell you is do all that you can to engage in listening to that which is your higher guidance, your higher self. Spend time, spend human time engaging with your higher self. And then understand completely that all that you are doing along your path is purposeful and will lead you to the correct conclusion of divine consciousness. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready for the next question, if there is one.
I have a question, please.
Yes.
Welcome. My question is that it keeps being said that we are going to ascend and then we're going to come back. Now, if our bodies are not moving up or going anywhere, what does it mean by coming back? I think I know, but I'm not quite sure to put it into words. But what does that mean when you all keep saying we're going to come back? Some of us make a choice to come back and help the second wave.
We're speaking about this in terms of as you move through the veil, we will say here, or move in through the ascension and become the ascended ones, that you are freely able then to move on from there, as many of you may decide to do, at least for a bit of time, what you call R&R, rest and relaxation. And some of you, though, will continue to want to follow and be of service here. And you will then be able to easily fall back into the lower dimensional frequencies again and not lose yourself in it, though, you see.
Oh.
That is the difference here. You will not lose yourself back here again. You will just simply be able to freely go back and forth between the dimensional frequencies because you will still be a part of this evolution here. Unlike where some of us, we do not come back into these lower frequencies, not because we are afraid of losing ourselves within them, but there is no reason at this time yet to do that. But you will find a reason because you will come back for your loved ones. Many of you will decide to do that, and others will not. That will be up to you. Freedom of choice. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add to that?
We find that this one who is speaking has a deeper question that she is not asking. So we would ask that she ask the deeper question.
Yes, I do, but it's hard for me to put it into words to get myself to understand. Like we've come back to help awaken people like our families, and we can do it in hours or we can do it in a day and then go back. Like I want to be with my loved one, my beloved one. I don't want to leave him again, so I can just keep going back and forth to still be here to help the next wave or whoever. That is true, right?
Dear sister, we will add a perspective here if we may. May we add a perspective here?
I would love it, yes.
Dear sister, what you feel in this moment in time is based on a third dimensional consciousness and a third dimensional point of view, you see. You will not feel that. You will not feel lost. You will not feel disconnected. You will not feel separate past the third dimensional realm. Once an individual achieves divine consciousness, they understand completely that they are fully connected to whomever they wish to be connected to, as the discovery of oneness is clear, as the idea of true oneness with each and every being in the universe is crystal clear, you see. So what you feel now is more of a programmed feeling from this third dimensional realm that has these abandonment programs and loss programs and disconnect programs that are running through the third dimensional consciousness. These programs are false. They are not true, you see. So once you pass this consciousness of the third realm that weighs you down, you will not have any disconnected feelings, you see. And you will be free to, what they say, move about the universe. And that which you call your beloved one will be there in the snap of your finger. You will never lose connection because you will understand connection, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Very good.
Well, thank you. I am... that's over my head a lot, but not too much. I guess I just have to be patient. That's
dear one, it is not over your head, dear one. That is not true. It is simply foreign to most to understand that this realm is heavy. And that will, you will be released from that. This is what you need to know. Namaste.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. Hello, dear ones.
Yes.
So first of all, I want to say that as for the message of Kara and everything, what I was expressing was never an intention to, you know, leave this earth or like kill myself or anything like that. But what I was considering and what I've been considering is I feel like I've just done so much and done my part and put a lot into the collective and put a lot into the into writing and consciousness and all this. And can't I just do something to push myself through the ascension process and get to the other side? Isn't there a way to do that? And am I high enough? Because I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty high frequency around here. Higher than anybody else around me. So can I just do that? Isn't there a way to just do that?
Of course. You could do that any time. It is almost as if you can click your heels 3 times and be home, you see. There is nothing that keeps one from having to go through all of the turmoil and the travails and all of that you have gone through. And we can say this because we did it. We, being the now the ascended ones, were once not ascended. And we went through the process of being able to find our ascension without having to go through a collective ascension as you are doing here. So it is always possible. You could do it anytime you want to. But the programming from your third dimensional consciousness and all that is associated with this third dimensional illusion keeps you here and keeps you struggling through all of this. You see, you do not need to struggle, but you believe you need to struggle, so therefore you are doing so. You see, and we're speaking directly to you who is asking this question because you are feeling like you are very much struggling at this time. And we're telling you that you do not need to do that. You need to let go and let your higher God self move you through this. There may be some struggles, there may yet still be some travail, but the more that you can let go of all of that, the easier it will become for you. Okay, Shoshana?
We have a perspective here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the beings of this third dimensional consciousness are attached, you see. There is a very strong pull to be attached. And if one does not recognize that and pull away from attachments, they will continue to be attached, you see. Now, you say that you wish to move on, but you will not. You will not move on until you detach yourself from your current circumstances, you see. All that you do, if we may give this perspective, needs to be to unattach yourself And this is so strong that you can have someone offer you a mansion to step into. And you will not take the offer because you are living in attachment, you see. We apologize for this directness. However, this is what all are living through that cannot unearth themselves from the pain and frustration of the third dimensional conscious mind. It is only attachment, and you must, if you wish to move on, let go. Namaste.
Yes, you want to ascend? Then let go of all attachments. That is how it works.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you. I actually, Susanna is the first call that I plan to make after this call. That's already taken care of, but but thank you. I appreciate it.
Dear sister, may
I'm
we
sorry,
add
Susan,
some?
Susan, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I'm just like my brain is in fog. Yes, you can add.
Dear sister, you must not at this point in your life, if you wish to become unattached, to be concerned how you will live, you see. This is the most difficult thing for humans to understand. Yet there are many examples of those beings that have ventured out and found their way without knowing what the way was, you see. If a human wishes to become unattached, they also have to be unattached to the way things will be. They must move with the flow of their higher selves. Namaste.
Remember that when Yeshua was beginning his mission, and he said to those who were going to be his followers, drop everything and follow me. And some did and some did not. You see, that is how it works. They went in blind faith. They became unattached. You see? Think about that. Are there any further questions here before we release channel here? We need to release channel here in a moment. Any further questions?
Greetings, this is Moses. I
yes,
wanted
dear.
To ask a question about the concept that perhaps some of us have already ascended individually. But for this particular incarnation, the requirements were that whether we were individually ascended or not, that we had to experience forgetfulness, we had to go through the veil, we had to experience losing all our abilities all over again, as if we were not ascended, for the sake of, you know, assisting in the group ascension. And I also wanted to inquire about the concept of acceptance, just accepting that we are already ascended, accepting that we volunteer for this incarnation, and that we agree to experience a life as if we were not ascended all over again, because those were the requirements, and accepting that, you know, all is well, that we're at service and that we are already there and that there is nothing to do but just accept. Thank you.
We are not hearing a direct question here from you.
We can share.
Yes, then very much, please.
We apologize that we stepped in.
No apology necessary.
Dear brother, may we share?
Please, thank you.
Dear brother, we feel your heart. We feel your emotion, and we must share this, you see. We must ask a question here. Can you teach math if you do not know math?
Certainly not.
So, dear one, what is occurring here on this planet is that you, as an ascended being, descended to assist. Yes, you are an ascended being at another level, but here you volunteer to help all of these beings that have no idea what the heck is going on here. So for you to do that, you must learn math. You must learn how they feel. You must learn to become them. You must learn to commiserate. You must learn to uplift them, you see. You have already been there. All of you have been there. But to assist an entire species to get there, you must become them. Does this make sense, dear brother?
I did. Thank you so much. Very nice.
Namaste.
Very
namaste.
Very good. Very good. Very good. We are ready to move on here and release channels. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
Yes, we do. Dear brothers and sisters, each moment that you take a breath, you must acknowledge who you are. You must acknowledge that this is the right path and that all you are doing is for those that you serve. And that is why you are here. Namaste.
Very good. And we simply will say, keep on keeping on being those system busters that you came here to be. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not allow for the system to take you back in terms of the programming. Release the programming. Move on beyond it. And as you do so, you will find yourself becoming more and more unattached to those various things that have been holding you to this third dimensional illusion. Let go. Move on.
1 o'clock.
Very good. We are
1 o'clock. Do you hear me?
Please mute your phone here, please. We are ready to release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Namaste.